In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God
forever. So Thursday, August 8th, 2019, Veronica Alvarez was walking her dog on Sylvan Beach in Texas. Miss Alvarez heard screaming coming from the water and saw a mom and dad desperately trying to find their 10-year-old boy who had gone under and not come up. Veronica ran into the waves and quickly found herself caught in a rip current, repeatedly pulling her under and out away from shore. But in that moment, she found and grabbed the 10-year-old and managed to swim parallel to the shore to some rocks and was able to haul herself and the boy to safety. Unbeknownst to Veronica was that those parents had previously lost three children to an accident the year before, and the 10-year-old boy was their sole living child. Everyone, of course, was hailing Miss Alvarez as a hero, and so she is. Today, I'd like us to think about heroes. Veronica Alvarez represents one kind of hero, a situational hero. A situation arises which no one can foresee, and she rose to the occasion at risk to herself to avert a tragedy. And like this situation, it could be to save a drowning child, or maybe to land a crippled airplane, as we remember from the famous story of Captain Sully landing a disabled plane in the Hudson River, saving all 155 people on board. But a hero isn't only someone who responds to an emergency situation. In English, the word hero, simply put, is a person who exhibits great or brave qualities or achievements that better the lives of others. Great or brave, qualities or achievements that better the lives of others. A hero can be known for momentary action, to be sure, or, and this is important, a hero can be known for a long-term way of living. And of course, let's not forget that a hero's greatness and bravery betters the lives of others. In fact, in Greek, the word hero literally means protector or defender. You're not a hero unless you're bettering the life of somebody else. I mean, you can't be a protector or a defender unless you have someone to protect and defend. Now, for the situational heroes like Veronica Alvarez or Captain Sully, we hope we can rise to the occasion if needed, but one never knows if and when such a situation might arise. So I'm more interested, for our sake today, that we think about the quality side of being a hero, the things that are long-term, that you can exercise a choice, you can exercise your will in becoming a hero over time. And our concern, our focus in particular when it comes to heroes, is that we become a hero of faith, a hero of the Spirit, a hero of things that are eternal. Now, this past week in the church was the celebration of Pentecost. It looks like the whole world has gone green with us, with the beautiful rains and this color of life, the celebration of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on the world, and then on each one of you uniquely, the way God knows that you need the Holy Spirit. And so then this Sunday, as Pentecost the first week concludes, this Sunday in the church, as an immediate and necessary fruit of the gift of the Holy Spirit, is the celebration of all saints, of all saints. We can't celebrate the gift of the Holy Spirit without immediately thinking about the recipients of that gift. And in the epistle that Sarah read for us today, we heard about all kinds of heroes of faith. You know, they conquered kingdoms, they brought justice, they stopped the mouths of lions, they raised the dead, they were comforted when they were afflicted. Because we're talking about heroes of the Spirit, we also don't want to limit our minds when we hear those phrases to physical things. It certainly includes physical things, but there are also spiritual meanings, eternal meanings to each one of those things. I mean, the mighty Roman Empire was not conquered by Christianity, by using swords. The mighty Roman Empire was conquered for Christianity by martyrs who loved Christ more than their own lives and by the continual witness of that love. The Roman Empire was literally conquered for Christ by love. That's heroes of the Spirit. Stopping the mouths of lions certainly applies to someone like Daniel, but it also applies to heroes of the spirit who stop the bite of sin, who stop the bite of anger, who stop the bite of pride, who stop the bite of all the things that a lion could symbolize by remaining centered on Jesus Christ. Raising the dead was not just what Elijah and Elisha did, and not just like the resurrection of Lazarus, but anytime any one of you as a hero of the spirit raises to life someone who was dead on the inside. On the inside. Heroes of the Spirit are those who strive over years, over a lifetime, to live the gift of Pentecost and to produce the fruits of that Holy Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And to produce those fruits without wavering, without prejudice, and with all of one's being. And this is not just for your own sake, but as the definition of hero includes, to better the lives of those around you. Now, as I was preparing these words, people who are heroes certainly came to mind. And three heroes, kept popping into my mind repeatedly, one of whom is Phyllis Fall. This woman radiated love, joy, peace. I mean, when you think about the gifts of the Holy Spirit and you think about Phyllis, she's the definition. She's the definition of love, joy, peace, patience, and kindness. That doesn't mean her life had no difficulties. It means that love and joy and peace were greater forces in her, and to be in Phyllis's presence was to benefit from them, because as a hero of the Spirit, she benefited the lives of others. Another hero is Deacon Nick. Absolutely. My right-hand man for all these years, although a lot of the times I thought I was his right-hand man. A model of humble service in constant benefit of others and never wanting any glory for himself, never wanting any credit, never wanting to accept credit for all the little things that he was doing for other people. And of course, my big hero, Maddie. Our girl lived on this earth 4 short years. You want to talk about physically a difficult life? That's her. And yet was an icon of endurance and faithfulness and joy and acceptance and resilience and above all love, not only within her heart, but to all who met her. I mean, her spirit and her spunk benefited everybody. It benefits me to this day. Now, Maddie may not have ever saved a drowning child. And as far as I know, Phyllis did not land a crippled airplane. But there's more than one kind of hero. And a hero of faith, a hero of the Spirit, is a person also with long-term, lifelong inner qualities that center on Jesus Christ and produce the fruits of the Holy Spirit for the benefit of others. And that kind of heroism is eternal. So on this Day of All Saints, I'd like to give you just a little bit of homework. Think about heroes, especially heroes of the Spirit, heroes that manifest the fruits of the Spirit. Maybe even discuss them on your way home today. Think about them once you get home. Talk to someone about who your hero is, especially focusing on heroes of the Spirit. And then, and this is lifelong homework, think about how you yourself might become a hero of faith and a hero of the Spirit, living the fruits of the Spirit for the benefit of others. Amen.